For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Paul Riddle enjoys working out on his drums. One of South Carolina's most famous and respected musicians, he's admired by drummers all over the United States. But like all professionals, he had his own heroes as a child. He recently remembered the start of his musical career.
I was interested in the drums, and my mother got me a practice pad, okay? And then I saw the Gene Krupa story with Sal Mineo playing Gene Krupa. And so I saw the Gene Krupa story, and I was done. I said, God, I really want to learn to play the drums.
Now a Greenville resident, Riddle grew up in Spartanburg playing in rock bands, first with guitarist George McCorkle and later with bassist Tommy Caldwell. The three would form the nucleus of the group that put Spartanburg on the musical map, the Marshall Tucker Band. Though Caldwell's older brother Toy was the principal songwriter and lead guitarist, Riddle said it was Tommy who guided the band to international fame.
Tommy was without question the leader, and he had this vision. You would follow him anywhere. And he just had this belief, and it wasn't arrogance, he just had this belief in his mind and his heart that everything was going to happen that happened. He saw it.
Riddle recalled the day Toy played a new tune for the group in a dressing room. Heard It in a Love Song became their biggest hit.
He said, I got this stupid song, I was on play. And he thought he was kind of almost embarrassed about it. But he played it, and we were like, man, are you crazy? That's a great song. But we had no idea it would be the first tune to cross over from pop radio to country radio.
Caldwell never ceased to amaze Riddle with his creativity.
He was melodically gifted. Just music poured out of him. And he played me Searching for Rainbow. I thought it was just the prettiest melody. And yes, many of his songs were just simple songs, but like the words were so cool. It's many times really profound.
After Tommy Caldwell was killed in a car crash in 1980, the original band soldiered on before breaking up in 1983. But Riddle, who had done a number of drum clinics, had a plan for the next phase of his life.
I enjoyed doing clinics, but I really enjoyed talking with people afterwards as much as doing the clinic, you know. And so I thought, well, I want to teach. And so I knew early on I thought I'd really enjoy teaching. So when the band broke up, I knew what I was going to do. I just wanted to teach.
And teach he has. Many of his former students are now professional drummers or teachers themselves. Jim Stowe has studied more than 20 years with Riddle. After all this time, he said Riddle still has things to teach him.
We'll sit down and look at a beat, and he'll say, oh, well, I've got that beat down. Yeah, I understand it. And then he'll say, well, you can play it these seven other ways.
Larry Rockwell teaches guitar at the Episcopal School where Riddle teaches drums. He said Riddle stands above many drummers because
he's not just playing a beat, he's thinking about the melody. That's what separates Paul from somebody that's just trying to lay down a beat so it's solid and you got a good foundation. He's already 10 steps ahead of that, thinking about how is what I'm doing affecting the other most important part of the song, which is the melody.
Riddle said he feels blessed by his long career.
But God gives us this music as such a gift, and it's to be able to use it every day and talk to young people and hopefully influence them in a positive way. And I'm so happy and thankful I've been healthy, and I literally get up and get to play the drums all day, every day. It's just crazy. It's just insane.
Riddle said with his characteristic humility that he feels he has pulled off, to his amazement, the American dream. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.